LANYAP, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Jay Curtis. Two guests in the studio with me today. Abby Ebarb is the events coordinator for the Biedenhorn Museum and Gardens, and Dr. Mark Clark is the director of opera and musical theater for the ULM School of Visual and Performing Arts. Welcome back to LANYAP, you guys.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You guys have a really, Abby, you have a really special event coming up at the Biedenhorn. A lot of things going on in the next few months.
Right, always stuff going on. I'm planning for Christmas right now.
She's working
Christmas
in advance.
So the following year, right?
But specifically, coming up this Sunday, a very special event in the Fountain Room. Tell us about it.
We love to collaborate with the VAPA department at ULM, and we are doing an afternoon in Vienna, and it has a subtitle of Music, Food, and Friends, and that is this Sunday at 4 o'clock. Admission is $10. You can do advance reservations in the museum store, or you can call me, 387-5281. We'd love to get you there. It's going to be a fun afternoon, and I think Dr. Clark is going to tell us a little bit about who is performing.
He's got the music side
I'd
of
love
it.
I have the music side, and also I have a little bit of the Viennese side. I've spent a lot of time in Europe, of course, with the background of classical music and all that. And I sang in Germany for 3 years.
Okay,
and spent quite a number
of
summers at the Mozarteum in Salzburg. And I do remember afternoons in Vienna and going and having the special cake in the afternoon. It's a tradition. It's very relaxed. It's very civilized. And hearing beautiful music that was written in the 19th century for this particular function. So
the event itself is a...
It's a replication of really what it was like in the 19th century. And I think Emmy Lou would have really known it and appreciated it very much. But we have some of the ULM music faculty performing, participating. Sandy Lunty will be playing, Rick Seiler, Deborah Guillory, Coralie White. Then James Bolden, after our instrumental, some short instrumental pieces, we're going to finish up with the program with the Brahms Liebeslieder. I think it's a great program because we have Schubert, Schumann, the earlier times of the Romantic, and then Brahms is later, more lush, Romanticism. But it'll be very, very civilized. Everybody will keep their clothes on, unlike the Museum of Art, because it is Vienna and 19th century. And this Liebeslieder is wonderful, the waltzes of Vienna. We have a translation there, and they're very beautiful miniature pieces with a quartet, Claire Evangelisti, Lynn Clark. Then we have Sean Teets, who's head of the choral department at Louisiana Tech.
Okay, yeah.
And also sang the part of Tui here in Miss Saigon in June, and he wore yellow sunglasses during that, and I asked him to wear them again on Sunday, but he will not do that. And then myself, I will sing the baritone part. So we have a real beautiful quartet with two pianos, or four hands on one piano. Coralie White and Deborah Guillory will play the accompaniment.
Wow.
So it's going to be a great finish. People will be... I think have a wonderful afternoon, and then we follow that up with cake and talking
Dubosch
reception.
Court. Yes.
Well,
you said there's the German name for the...
If I'm saying it correctly, I even went to Webster's and looked it up and did the...
What's the phonetic,
Dubosch Tort.
Dubosch Tort. What is Dubosch Tort?
German chocolate cake.
See?
Yeah, I think it's going to be good.
It's the simple version.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a very civilized sort of tradition, and in Germany and Austria, even if you're singing in the opera houses there, which is almost like a civil service job there, because they have 55 opera houses in Germany in every small town. At between the hours at 4 and 6 o'clock, basically the town stops.
And this is an every afternoon kind of thing?
Yeah, people shop, and they go to the coffee houses. It was, before Starbucks, a couple hundred years before Starbucks. And they sit and they talk about politics, and they have their Kaffee und Kuchen, which is like cake or, coffee cake. And to have music... you know, would be a special occasion, but it's part of it, to listen to music and then to talk about it and to sit and...
And what better setting than...
That's it.
In the fountain room.
That is
it. Home. So that's it.
Really,
that's the acoustics
perfect.
In there, I love the acoustics in that room. And we're going to pull the piano out into the fountain room. And so it's going to be fun.
That'll be a great afternoon.
Nice.
And then in the spring, we have Paris, so...
Oh, something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I look at a lot of the concept of this is happening on a Sunday afternoon, so
yes,
it's a little bit different, but the bridge between the workday maybe and the evening's activities, if someone were going to the Opera House or something like that, that this was kind of the break period in the afternoon.
Right. Right.
We need that.
Well, and everything slows,
you know?
Everything
Siesta.
Slows down, and you know, it's like I said, very, very civilized, and it really to have that fellowship, plus to enjoy music or a museum or, you know, the surroundings around you, I think is very important, too.
I'm talking with Mark Clark and Abby Ebarb about the afternoon in Vienna coming up on Sunday afternoon at the Beatenhorn Museum and Gardens. Who do you most expect to be coming to something like this? And I'll be interested to know after the fact.
That's a good question.
If your expectations prove right.
Well, I was talking to Dr. Clark this morning, actually, and telling him that there is a person in Crossett that called and said that her grandparents are from Vienna. And so she has been really excited because, you know, wanting to bring her grandma almost as, you know, as a treat, a surprise, you know. So I think there's lots of people that have that connection to Vienna, you know, Germany, the Beatenhorns.
Or who've traveled. Yeah, well, certainly. Yeah,
right,
certainly.
The Beatenhorns were from Germany. And so, you know, I just think that's going to be anyone who has a connection, you know, mm-hmm. to Germany and, you know, music in general. I mean,
say generally anyone who loves good music in a live setting.
I think there'll be quite, you know, a number of different groups. We think of people who might be, you know, going to church on Sunday or church choirs interested in music and museums. But I've had quite a number of very young undergraduate students talk with me about it as well.
Well, if you look at the Sunday afternoon in the culture of this part of the country, that's what Sunday afternoon is too.
It is kind of a break time.
Do some relaxing.
Right.
And this sounds like the perfect venue to be able mm-hmm. to do something like that.
Yeah.
So the number for more information or to see about getting tickets?
The number is 387-5281, or you can also email info@bmuseum.org.
Or if you happen to be in the area, certainly at the
museum
shop.
Pop in the museum store, you could shop a little and then get your reservations.
The Afternoon in Vienna, Music, Food, and Friends is coming up this Sunday in the Fountain Room at the Beatenhorn Museum and Gardens. My guests today, Dr. Mark Clark, the Director of Opera and Musical Theater at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, and Abby Ebarb is the Events Coordinator for the Beatenhorn Museum and Gardens. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you.
I'm Jay Curtis with Lanyap.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.